Since the onset of the pandemic, surveys of restaurant operators and retail grocers and restaurant goers indicate their greatest fears have seesawed between the economic crisis and public health crisis. COVID continues to threaten health and wealth on a massive scale, but in 2022, the view is that COVID is a greater threat to business than well-being. In its latest study of consumers, conducted March 9th and 10th, market research firm Data Central found that 71% of Americans say, quote, the worst of the pandemic is behind us, end quote. CoreSite Research's March 14, 2022 survey of U.S. consumer behavior and expectations indicated that public avoidance is below 50% as a return to normality gathers pace. Data Central's CEO Jack Lee writes, quote, there may never be an official end to the coronavirus pandemic, but post-COVID life has to start sometime, somehow, end quote. Lee said that about one in five people no longer worry about getting COVID, well below the 63% on March 5th, 2020, who said that they were very concerned. About a quarter, 23%, definitely avoid dining out, and 34% are nervous but will still eat out. The remaining 42% say they have no concerns whatsoever. At least a third of respondents consider going to a nightclub, eating at a buffet-style restaurant, visiting a self-service soup or salad venue, or having drinks at a pub or bar to still be too risky. A majority consider delivery, carry-out, and dining at outdoor patios as not risky at all. The prevalence of economic challenges is pushing public health fears to the side, writes Lee. Currently, 56% say the economic crisis is the greater threat, up 3 percentage points since February 16th. Two-thirds of workers who have not returned to an office would prefer to stay working at home at least some of the time, a trend that will lower guest counts at lunch, the most valuable day part for tea sales. While 2 in 5 consumers have resumed dining out the way they did before COVID, 27% say it will take 1 to 2 years for life in their local community to return to normal. Business Insight. Investors frozen by uncertainty in 2020 are anticipating a rapid return to normal. In 2021, the overall value of venture capital funding transactions in the U.S. retail and consumer goods industry more than doubled from 2020 to $6.5 billion, despite a slight reduction in the number of transactions, according to CoreSite Research. VC financing transactions include companies in the consumer discretionary and consumer staple sectors, such as breweries, food retailers, direct marketing retailers, packaged foods and beverage manufacturers, and restaurants, among others. Quote, we expect the strong retail-focused VC funding trends in terms of value in the U.S. to continue in 2022, end quote, writes CoreSite.
Hi, this is Mackenzie Bailey on the floor with the Tea Biz podcast. We are here at the 20th anniversary of the World Tea Expo, and boy, is there a level of excitement on the floor. We've got tea vendors, customers, and attendees of the adjacent bar and restaurant show all mingling together, all excited about new products. We're going to speak with some of the tea vendors on the floor and see how this event is going for them. This is Mackenzie on the floor with TBiz Podcast, interviewing Thomas Su, CEO of Starry Foods. What's new with your product line this year?
We're a brand new company, so this year all the product line are new. And I've been into the boba tea industry for 3 years. We're just carrying whatever in trend from Asian market. We're trying to make it popular in the US market as well. All of them are very interested in the mango and the peach. Those two are the most popular.
What's new at the World Tea Expo this year?
Everything is pretty much new. I love it. We have so many people asking us so many questions. The good thing is we're learning from others.
This is Mackenzie Bailey on the floor with T-Biz Podcast.
With Susumu from
Marumatu. What's new with your product line this year?
We bring Japanese tea, which tastes very clear and very pure.
And you're catering to the cold brew trend emerging in the North American market?
Yeah, this is one way of the enjoy the Japanese tea.
What's new at the World Tea Expo this year?
Sharing the new Japanese tea to the people in the world. This time, the World Tea Expo is together with the bar and the restaurant. I believe that's meeting with the two industries.
This is Mackenzie Bailey on the floor for T-Biz Podcast with Pratik Rajal.
Hi, Mackenzie. Thank you for stopping by our booth. Here we are brewing some white tea, oolong, Kumari Gold, which is a black tea, and a chai. So this year we are planning to follow that wellness trend. So we are looking forward to bring in more herbal blends, chamomile and other blends like lemongrass and green tea.
What's new at the World Tea Expo this year?
So it's fascinating to see a lot of new tea brands coming in. Like the Chai Box was just featured out in Opera. So it's amazing to see restaurants are coming in here to see if they can incorporate teas into their bars or restaurants. So that's really great to see the collaboration that can eventually happen in the future.
Michael Harney, what's new at the World Tea Expo?
Well, we're having an expo would be the first thing that's new. We're seeing people we haven't seen in 2 years. It's been kind of fun to try to restart this thing after 2 years in the fridge. We had a little celebration last night for many of the luminaries, including my father, John. It's looking like it's going to be a good season in Darjeeling. It's going to be a good year. Now, at Harney & Sons, we took advantage of the little hiatus we're on. We retooled our food service look, and we've introduced a whole new wellness line. Everyone was interested in trying to survive and get better. And we just did over our bottles, so they're ready to drinks. We have a new look on them. It's a little bit more distinctive. We have the hemp division, which is our sister company. We've been doing CBD and just applied for a marijuana growing license, which became legal in the state of New York. We have a lot of stuff percolating around at Harney & Sons. We're excited to be sort of the old guard here of this tea industry and welcome people into it. Best wishes, Dan.
Bianca, tell us a little bit about yourself.
We just started heavily marketing our retail brand, Chateau Tea Room, in 2020. That was the perfect time to push, and we saw a huge success doing that online. We've been in Forbes magazine, and when we were in Forbes the first couple of times, we saw an increase in our sales. We've managed to keep those sales steady since they've happened. We've been very fortunate. We've had so many different like magazine outlets and people coming up to us, and we've been on KTLA 5 from the LA area. That's the news station to be on. We've been working with PR agencies to bring these things to light. We have planned to continue growing our retail brand for the future. Chateau's been around for 30 years, and we're barely touching the surface of what it could be. It is so important to stay up to date on the different methods of digital marketing and to stay up to date on how marketing is changing frequently, you know, all of the platforms that are there. It's crazy the kind of exposure that you get from those kinds of things. So that's the importance of digital marketing, honestly.
World Tea Expo has been wonderful because it supports the goal of getting more people interested in tea and tea tourism through all the tastings. The thing that I'm really seeing is there is a lot of interest in education, and there's a lot of interest in exploration and buying trips. The World Tea Expo is a great place to be able to engage with people who are doing that.
What's new at the World Tea Expo this year?
I'm definitely seeing a lot of new business building opportunities. A lot of people want to start tea companies, and they do need to be empowered with more information, education, and sourcing, and they're really able to get that here at the expo.
This is Mackenzie Bailey with T-Biz Podcast here on the floor with Manjeev Jayakumar. What's new with your product line this year?
What's new for us at Qtrade Teas and Herbs is that many of our clients are looking for manufacturing credentials. We are focusing on providing manufacturing solutions for the supplement industry to support that segment. Because tea is increasingly sold as vitamins in North America.
What's new at the World Tea Expo this year?
People are talking again. People are back. We're seeing many of our clients and vendors after 2 to 3 years. Everybody is very enthusiastic about talking about the future. Whereas in the past, everybody was focused on surviving.